Here's a quote to think about. Christmas is more than a religious holiday, more than the eagerly awaited gift-giving and gift-getting time that closes one year and opens a new one. That's from a revealing book called Christmas Displays and Promotions by visual merchandiser Martin Pegler. He continues, Christmas is a state of mind and the most important selling season in the retailer's calendar. Though there are many who want the true meaning of Christmas returned to the holiday, they want to decommercialize it. It has already gone way beyond a religious celebration to become a national and international event. In this lavishly illustrated book, Pegler shows retailers how to use the old familiar and lovable motifs to create merchandising windows, store interiors and store-wide promotions, bags and banners for the malls of America. Altogether, he concludes, such displays are what the Christmas retail season is all about. So may all your Christmas displays be merry and bright, and may all your Christmas sales be right and green. Reminding retailers that they need to keep customers in the mood for spending money, Pegler says, filled with the spirit of giving, the shopper steps into the store ready, willing, and hopefully able to get into the spirit of getting the right presents for all the people on the Christmas list. So the store needs to keep that spirit alive and well. According to James Zielinski, director of field marketing for Chicago's Heitman Retail Properties, good displays help to enhance the shopping environment during the season, reinforcing the mood to shop. Pegler develops a long list of themes that keep Christmas evergreen. Childhood and the family, lights and evergreens, Santa Claus and his bags of gifts, reindeer and elves and the North Pole. But Dr. America finds his emphasis on traditional themes especially remarkable. For example, noting that Renaissance and Victorian motifs dominate the American consciousness of the season, Pegler encourages retailers to emphasize such styles in their displays and promotions. These motifs work in several ways. The Renaissance motif usually involves reproductions of artwork depicting the Madonna and Child, or the Three Kings, or the manger scene. Such scenes are usually featured at upscale stores. You don't see them as often at Kmart or Walmart. The Renaissance motif hints at the religious meanings that cannot be explicit at the mall. Religious art allows a secular culture to discuss beliefs it has largely banished from public life. The Renaissance motif also helps to make the occasion more sublimely aesthetic. When store designers invoke classic artworks, they associate the department store with the museum, with venerable traditions, and with the refined taste that can appreciate art that's not painted on black velvet. Renaissance motifs make it seem like all our commercial activity is somehow authentic as well as materialistic, religious as well as economic. The process basically makes advertising spokespersons out of Renaissance artists, transforming their paintings into contemporary commercial art, and suggesting that if an all-American Christmas was good enough for Michelangelo, it should be good enough for us too. The Victorian motifs work a little differently, evoking the good old days of the 19th century, when we think Christmas was a holiday unsullied by all the commercial activity we're presently engaged in. As Martin Pegler reminds retailers, old-fashioned seems to be synonymous with Christmas. Indeed, one of Victoria's secrets is that the contemporary American Christmas was invented by Victorians, who wanted to take Christmas off the streets and situate it firmly in the middle-class home. If we can identify with these prim and proper ancestors, we can perhaps assuage the doubts we feel about participating in the new-fashioned Christmas that violates so many old-fashioned values. Our nostalgia, then, helps to control the neuralgia that comes from the exposed nerve of hypocrisy. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, considering the good old days of our children.